When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Svetlana Lakova recovering her memories and her research of the conduct of some of her relatives, her grandfather, her great-grandfather, her grandmother, and now a great-uncle, Victor, and his mother, Antonia. Victor was a pilot. What did he do? Where was he?
So my great-uncle Victor, he was an ace pilot. In fact, him and my great-father, so let's try it. Him and my grandfather both grew up with a dream of becoming aviators. And they joined the pilot school, and then he became an ace. And he was flying Air Cobra. So this is an American plane that Americans provided as part of Lend-Lease. And he was flying the plane over Finland. And this was a very, very different experience that it would have been in the United States, because it was very, very low altitude. It was, you know, it was very, very tough. But he somehow managed to survive the Second World War.
And he died in the Korean War. Is that correct?
The war that he was not supposed to be in, and the Americans were not supposed to be in. So the sad irony is that he survived the Second World War, arguably because he was flying an American-made airplane. And then he was killed in the Korean War, which was a secret war. So nobody actually was supposed to even know that the Soviets were there or the Americans right. were there by an American airplane.
And his mother, Antonia, was a nurse running hospitals, and she was given the Order of Lenin. Is that correct?
That's correct. So Antonina Petrovna Kalmanson, she was my great-grandmother. So I've never met my great-uncle because he unfortunately perished before I was born. But his mother, I have this is my great-grandmother I have very fond memories of, because right. she used to look after me when I was a baby. And she used to, you know, I didn't know that she was this amazing war hero. I just knew that she was, you know, she was my great-grandmother. And that later transpired from my research that she ran military hospitals for the wounded. And for that, she won numerous awards, including the Order of Lenin. And she was also given the rank of colonel.
Now, in London, when you were there studying at Cambridge, every year there was an opportunity to remember those who were no longer marching in Moscow. And you were holding up pictures of your relatives on the street in London, a beautiful day in London in May. And I think I see the picture of Victor and his mother Antonia. Is that in your right hand? Is that the picture?
In my right hand is a picture of my grandfather Alexander, who passed the military school, but he was wounded, so he was unable to join the war effort. But in my other hand, in my left hand, is a picture of her son Victor, who is the aviator, and he's holding open the door of the Air Cobra.
And you hold these signs up. This was done more than a dozen years ago. You hold these signs up because you couldn't be in Moscow and because the people are gone. I mean, it was many decades later. Svetlana Lakova remembering for us her family And today,
so the idea, of the Immortal Regiment was that it came from grassroots, and it came together in 2000 something. In this particular case, I'm holding this portrait in 2016, and the idea was it generated in Russian and spread all around the world. Is that if you're there was a famous military parade after the end of the Second World War where people could march, but of course a lot of people got killed, and therefore they were unable to march the parade. So the idea of the grassroots idea was to hold their portraits and march with them so that they'd get to participate. And then that spread to everyone, even if people returned from the war, to commemorate your relatives, because every Russian family was or every Soviet family, so we can include Azerbaijan, yes, Kazakhstan, Belarus, every family in former Soviet Union was touched by the war. And then it spread all around the world. Yes, and the idea was that you hold your portrait up, and so you give your relatives the opportunity to march,
right,
in the Victory Day celebration, shoulder to shoulder with other people from Azerbaijan, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, any other country that participated. And we actually had a lot of English people coming over as well, because, of course, England also helped the war effort in a big way.
Svetlana Larkova.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.